a secret soapbox society. We're going to talk about stuff. Yeah, lots of great stuff. We're gonna talk at you. Everyone can join. It's a podcast about everything, but nothing at all. No, nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Well, hello and welcome everyone to the first episode of Secret Soapbox Society. I'm your host, Dana, and this is going to be the podcast about everything and honestly, nothing at all. I don't really know where we're going with this. I'm here with my dearest friend, Kelly. And Kelly, how are you today?
I am doing so well, Dana.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Really nice to be here with you.
We're going to get better at this. Not that we're not great at it already, but Kelly, tell me, how are you feeling right now?
I am feeling, may I say it?
You may.
May I say the word that we were just discussing earlier?
I'd like to talk about it.
I am feeling fantastic being next to you, or across from you, I should say.
I love that you're feeling fantastic right now. So the backstory of that, just so everybody will appreciate this, is that I use the word fantastic regularly, interchangeably, to pretty much say anything that is, well, fantastic. Okay, thanks for coming.
It brings me such joy to hear this.
Kelly was just saying that it brings her much joy, and
it's pretty much in my top 10 of things that I love to hear. It makes me feel that all is right with the world when I hear Dana say fantastic.
I am so honored to have such a good friend that is so moved by a word that I use as part of my lexicon. And it's something that I just use regularly to describe pretty much everything. And, you know, Kelly and I were talking about our friends. We have a lot of mutual friends.
I'm also easily amused, by the way. I'll just throw that out there.
that also crushes my fragile ego because I thought I was special until she said
that.
Oh,
no.
No?
No. It's everything to me. The little things in life do bring me so much joy.
Yeah.
I can build a whole world around all those simple things. Don't take away from what I'm telling you.
I won't, and I don't want to. Kelly and I were just talking about some of our friends who shall remain nameless, and but who are all wonderful people. We have mutual friends. We have many different friends and many colorful people. And we ourselves, Kelly, would you agree that we're colorful people?
Yeah.
Is that a good word to use?
I think we shine brightly. Yeah.
Well, Kelly used the term, and I say this with deepest respect, and I don't say this in any like joking way, but she used the term neural divergent. Okay. And I insensitively then said, well, who isn't neural divergent? Everyone is. Everybody's unique, right? And I know that it means more than that. But I just would like to kind of talk about that and talk about kind of uniqueness and creativity and how we're all very different and how we're all unfortunately kind of both appreciated, applauded, and kind of shunned for being obscure and different than everyone else. But yet, as soon as we're successful or acknowledged by the masses or by people, suddenly we're geniuses. I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with that. But Kelly, what do you think about that? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And when I said that, it's because it's a term that I've been hearing more just in the last year.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what to make of all of it because there are, I feel like sometimes it just sounds like everyone is everyone on the spectrum at this point. I mean,
who isn't?
How do we gauge things? You know, like there's those that think outside the box and then there's those that just what?
That's a very good point, though. What is the standard by which neurodivergent or anything that is different from the quote-unquote norm, I use that loosely, is to be judged? Like, really, who are we referring to when we say normal? What are we referring to?
Well, I've always felt, even from a young age, that there is no normal.
No, I completely agree with you as someone who's not.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I don't understand normal. I mean, if you've been neglected, abused, if you've had, basically, if you have breathed and lived a moment of life, how could you possibly live in this crazy world, right? Thank you, Seal. We're never going to survive unless we get crazy, right? I mean, I don't know if that's a copyrighted thing, but I'm saying, how could you not be crazy?
I've seen him once live.
Really? Was he good?
Yeah. In St. Lucia at the jazz festival.
Oh, my God.
And he did a killer version of David Bowie.
Get.
Early song that no one knows.
Tell me.
Let me sleep beside you.
I have no idea what you're saying to me, but that's fantastic.
Seal. You mentioned Seal.
I mentioned Seal. No, but yeah. I know what you were saying to me, but when I said fantastic. But and wow.
I just had to throw that out there. I was like, wow, oh, you know that, my God. Not only am I a huge David Bowie fan, but the fact that it's the one and only time I ever saw Seal, and holy crap, did he nail it with covering David Bowie.
He is phenomenal.
You can tell he was a huge fan. He took a deep dive cover and he nailed it.
Let me ask you something totally just to
remember. He's hot.
He is hot.
He's sexy.
So sexy, so chiseled, so gorgeous, so talented, such a unique voice. Is he still making the love to the Klum?
I don't think so.
I'm not really sure either.
I think they broke up a while ago.
I think they might have.
This is going to let everyone know that may be listening that we are probably not up on our celebrity news.
I'm going to tell you guys
something.
I'm
pretty sure they probably have been broken up for quite some time.
They're probably both dead. Honestly, they probably both passed away.
They could be.
They could be.
We wouldn't even.
I don't really know. I'm a little too close to the mic, but it feels good. I honestly.
We can't confirm nor deny.
We cannot. I was telling
anything we're talking
Kelly
about.
I was like, be close to the mic.
We welcome fact checkers, by the way.
Yeah, I like fact checkers. You can't believe anything. If we are ever, in my 54 years, I just turned 54 in February, if ever I've been in a time.
You don't look it, though.
Thank you so much. I wish these people could see that. We should thank you. That's very kind of you. By the way, I am single and I have about 83% of my hair. I just went up a couple. But
by the way, everyone, meaning the 12 people that I think may listen, Dana has been talking about his hair loss since I met him.
I
met him when he was only 24.
24, 25.
Yeah. Right around there. And
God, I was
you know
cute
what?
For 5 minutes.
It's been the same amount of hair all that time. So he's been talking about how
it's the lighting.
Going balding
Kelly's
for
vision.
All these years. Downhill. And really, it's the same thing.
Kelly is only saying that because she cares about me and she's so sweet
and
kind.
Swear to God,
I'm not suggesting you're not honest, but you're very sweet and very kind. Thank you.
He will make everyone think that he looks like Kojak and no one will know what that
is. It's all an illusion. But I got to tell you, if you want hair, just ask my back. It is just a nightmare back there. It's really sad. I do actually have to kind of manscape a little bit. I don't have that much hair on my back. Anyway, forget hair. Let's not talk about the follicly challenge.
We're going to get sidetracked
That will happen. I went into this podcast wanting to talk about initially depression, sadness, Spravato, which I've just started doing for drug-resistant depression, and how men... Not that I think men are the superior sex. Let me just put this on record that I think that men are the weaker and the lesser of the two sexes. And if someone wants to argue with me, they can go right ahead, but they can kiss their girlfriend because she's better than you are. Okay? And I only say that because I've always been surrounded. I'm just basing it on my own very subjective, very unique perspective. I've always been surrounded by very, very, very strong, by very supportive, by very wonderful women. And I feel like women, they live longer, they have a higher threshold for pain, they have a higher threshold for BS. They put up with men. Men are just hitting them over the head with this. Well, I mean, Kelly, am I wrong? I mean, you are a highly intelligent, evolved female who is looking, is open to finding love. Am I wrong in saying that?
I absolutely am open to finding love.
Fantastic.
I don't want to take anything away from men. I've never been a woman that's like, we should be anti-men. Because I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's just give it up for the women that have to deal with the fact that, hello, They're carrying babies.
Yeah, they're carrying babies. When you know what bothers me? Can I just tell me what your thoughts on this? And I'm curious to know other people's thoughts on this. When couples say, we're pregnant, that bothers me. We're pregnant. Mm. You're not pregnant. She's pregnant. All you did is have a little fun with her.
Yeah, that's a terminology that I don't love.
I don't love it either.
I mean, I'm not going to crucify anyone over it.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I just burped and I Kelly.
Okay, so let's get this out there right now.
Yeah, get it out there.
Okay.
Kelly, please.
So if either of us hiccup or burp.
I burped.
Or bickup, which I'm sure some of the listeners mightn't
far
counter.
More complicated.
It's a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. It's a 1-2 punch.
Not to insult anyone's intelligence.
But if you ever find yourself doing that, when you're around myself, my rule is that you say, I hiccuped,
I
burped,
that.
Or I bickuped, or you could even hold up one finger, your index finger, just hold it up and be like, signal, rather than say, excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't need you to say, excuse me. I find humor in the fact that if you go, and I'm just going to do a fake burp right now.
Go for it. Do it. Oh my God, that was an impressive fake burp. That was amazing.
And then for that, I would just say burp. It's like, it's obvious that I burped, but I like, rather than saying, excuse me, I just like saying burp.
And so I've
conditioned, I've asked and conditioned all of my friends.
She has.
To oblige me.
Yes.
And now, follow my rules.
You guys don't know Kelly.
I don't ask people to do that when they're not in my presence. If they're not in my presence, they do not have to call me when they're at work and say, hey,
I just burped.
I burped. That's
I farted.
They can, we don't discuss.
Don't go into farting.
We don't discuss the other end.
So sorry. Yeah. Kelly, I feel I'm just making a connection now, and it's to your, it's a compliment to you, that you, is it possible that part of the impetus is whatever, I have no idea what I'm, how to speak English, but is it possible that you feel that way because you're such an empathetic and kind person that you just want to make the other person feel more comfortable? You know, I mean, I feel like you say that because you just want the other person, because people are often, there's kind of I almost said stigmata. There's not a stigmata. There's a sort of a stigmatism or kind of a negative connotation to obviously burping. We joke and say, oh, when I burp, that's a compliment to the chef or whatever else. You know, we joke around, right? But really, we're just trying to make something that we find uncomfortable, comfortable, or to just kind of make light of it, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You want people to kind of put it in the spotlight, to acknowledge it, and to stand strong in their burping.
Put it out there.
I mean, you are putting it out there anyway.
I think that it's to make people feel comfortable, and also I find it humorous to just say rather than excuse me. We don't need to say excuse me, but just be like burp. It's you're acknowledging it.
Yes, you are.
And believe me, it's been a hard fought war with some of my friends. Some of my friends didn't want to give into it.
My voice when I'm in disbelief, my voice my voice goes up really high.
Most of my people around me are okay with it, but I've had a couple people challenge me on. They didn't want to do it, and I said, well, that's what you have to do when you're around me.
Well, that's... yeah, Kelly, get to know the mic. Get to know that thing that's in your face. That doesn't sound right.
Oh, wait till I start doing voices.
Oh, my God, Kelly. I would love you to do voices for the people.
Forget about it.
Oh, my God. I hope you guys like that, because Kelly is like just a treasure trove of awesomeness.
National treasure. Is it a Nicolas Cage movie? Speaking of
he's in every movie.
Did you see the movie Long Legs?
No.
With Nicolas Cage? I love a good horror movie.
Is that the one with his sons recently? The new one?
No, it's okay.
Listen, Dana, don't
I
talk.
Love a good horror movie or a psychological thriller,
Me too.
With a serial killer or whatever, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I kept seeing advertisements for long legs, little flashes mm-hmm. of Nick Cage being like a creepo, like just images of him looking super creepy.
Yes.
And all the reviews were good. So I was super excited to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally watched the whole thing through.
Yeah.
Did not like it at all.
Oh my God.
And then after I saw it, I went back and tried to look at reviews and whatnot. And I feel like over and over and over again,
yeah.
everything was saying how good the movie was. And it's just all propaganda. The movie is not good. It's not good.
Movie. What's so bad about it? Like what's it lacking?
It's like it's trying to be stylistic and yeah. it's like more style than substance and it's all over the place. It's just nothing. It's like it's some of it is very predictable.
Yeah.
Other parts that aren't predictable are just, it's just, you're saying to yourself, what? Like, are you kidding me?
It just wasn't cohesive. Nicholas Cage.
It was not good. It was not a good movie. He looked like a creep in it.
Yeah.
He was a good creepo, but he's not in a lot of it. And it just didn't matter. The whole thing. And yeah. for some reason, there was a whole campaign about how great that movie is. And if you look it up, it's like a lot of ratings give it a good marks. And I am sorry, but no, it is not a good movie.
Who rates these things anyway? I would like to know. Because, you know, I mean, everything is so, is the word subjective? I mean, everything is so, right, individual. But when you're like, I just wondered, I just watched the, my voice sounded a little weird there. I just watched the what's the major awards thing that we just watched?
The Oscars.
There you go. Thank you. I just watched the Oscars before I had a complete mind. I farted. Mind fart. I don't know if you're supposed to call it those
fart.
With Kelly. I don't know if you're supposed to call those out with you.
No, just like just I said, it's basically just hiccups.
Hiccups, not actual.
Burps or bickups. That's or all bickups. That we call. Oh, and a throat growl. You can call that out.
Oh, my
too.
God. Kelly, should we talk about our sponsor who's not our sponsor? I just want to know that some of... I don't even know if this is appropriate, but I want everyone to know that I am enjoying a delicious, incredibly refreshing Topo Chico hard seltzer.
Yes.
I don't know if they are going to sue me or are they are going to sell me down the river or if they're going to send me, I don't know, a little cha-ching, a little check perhaps. But alas, I got to tell you guys, this is the first time I've tried Topo Chico. And as a high-functioning alcoholic, I got to tell you, muy bueno.
And
me gusta mucho.
If you want to look for those burps coming, let me tell you what. Hard seltzer.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to kiss my fingertips right now and blow it out into the air like a happy person that just,
I wish they could see what you're doing right now. She's doing the sort of stereotypical,
I'm kissing
the Italian,
air.
Like, posta con clarity, like it's perfecto. Or I don't speak any Italian at all. But God,
I know. Food. I'm being so foolish right now, but I just want to say, you know what?
People.
Topo Chico. They're beautiful, and you know what?
Yeah.
They can go.
To hell.
They can cause me to burp.
They can cause me to burp and to not crash my car
into
a tree.
I am
Thank
happy
you,
to say.
I just want to say that like South Park, not this, that this is not overused, but this podcast and anything that I do, and I can only speak for myself, but I hope other people fall under this umbrella, are going to say that and agree that we hate everything and everyone equally.
Absolutely.
Meaning that we hate no one.
Yes.
Is that no one is safe, mm-hmm. but no one is unsafe.
That's
because
right.
everybody is
no
equally
safe harbor
loved
is here.
If you're a jerk, it has nothing to do with anything else other than the fact that you're a jerk.
It's absolutely.
You're just a jerk. I don't give a goddamn it's because you're 5'6" and you weigh 273 and you have brown hair. It doesn't matter to me at all. I don't want to know. Doesn't matter.
It's going.
We're all the same.
It's going back to that cliche old adage of a bumper sticker that mean people suck.
Mean people suck.
You know what? I just want more kindness in the world.
Yeah.
If you are kind to me and you're a decent person, well, guess what? We have
you're
no
right.
issues.
Can I ask you though, Kelly, and be honest with me, please? Am I saying that as an entitled Caucasian Jewish person with, I'm not affluent, but who has enough money to pay rent for the next couple of months. You know, I'm not yet living paycheck to paycheck. I am not a wealthy person. I take nothing for granted, but I'm saying I have lived a privileged life because I've not had to drive down the street and wonder if someone's going to pull me over because of, say, the color of my skin, which I can only imagine is the most horrific and sad thing. I can only be empathetic, sympathetic, and just feel pain for that which I don't understand. And as someone who has been pulled over by the police in the past a handful of times, and let me just say, perhaps with things that I shouldn't have had in my car and maybe under the influence, and all I had to do was basically tell them, my girlfriend broke up with me, or I'm so sorry, and whatever. And regardless of the color of their skin or their creed or their gender, they just let me go. I think they probably let me go, not just because I have a big mouth and I'm a good talker, but probably because I'm just a white guy.
Oh, that's definitely a thing.
And I'm not trying nobody's going to argue that for a second. I don't doubt that for a minute. No,
yeah.
Absolutely. But I don't want to use that to my advantage in any way, if there is even a way to do as such. I guess my point is, like, I don't feel that I deserve any kind of preferential treatment, and I don't know what it's like. Now, as a person of Jewish descent, if you will, sorry, I wasn't talking into the mic, as a person of the Hebrew persuasion, I could say, sure, you know, obviously the Holocaust and my people, and there's less than 15 million Jews in the world right now, but that has not affected me personally. And like anything in life, until it does, it's just not on your radar, right? And you can't be really sensitive to it. Like, I don't know. What do you think, Kelly? I mean, every group of people, this isn't where I even wanted to go. You know what got me on this, Kelly, and please do interject. What got me on this was Topo Chico. I think the hard seltzer really helps one to reflect when they've had six of them. What do you think? I think that less Topo Chico, more focus on the comedico, you know?
Oh, my God.
And just on being the present, you know, aquí, ahora, you know?
Right?
No más.
When I drink six Topo Chicos, yeah. What I like to think about is some of my, like, survey type questions.
Oh, would you like to share any of those?
Sure. Yeah.
Please.
One of my favorites is something that I've liked to ask people over the years. And this would go out to women that are straight, because it involves who would you be if you had to choose between two men that some of the listeners may be familiar with, some may not.
Okay.
But if you had to choose between two men to be intimate with, who would you choose?
Okay.
And your options are either Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
Or Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, wow. Did not see the second one coming, let alone the first, to be honest with you. Do either of them come? I don't really know. Really?
So, the choice
limited
is...
choices, folks. Limited chicken choices.
Chicken choices?
Chicken. Oh, I don't know why. Maybe I'm just hungry. I was thinking Colonel Sanders. Is that not poultry?
No, it is.
Oh, it is poultry.
It's not just chicken.
No, it's not just chicken.
We're talking about popcorn, too,
popcorn.
Sir.
Yeah, that's true.
Orville Redenbacher.
But then I'm also thinking about popcorn chicken.
Here's the problem.
I'm just hungry.
Some people think that the person that they choose... it just has to do with, like, the product that they're associated with.
Right.
And I always tell those people, because sometimes people just answer immediately and they're like, oh, there's no question. I would just choose, you know, Colonel Sanders because I'd get chicken for life. And it's like, no. You got to think about this. Look at the men.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their... their personality, their personalities, like the man, like it's not just the product they're selling. It's who they are. Who do you want to get busy with? Who do you want to get intimate with? I mean, do you really like they're both
man.
They're both people that are are rich and have, you know.
Are they alive, both of them? Are
no.
they No, these are these fictional characters? These are real
they're not,
people.
No, they're
not
they,
to sound too
they
obtuse.
Were real
they were real people.
People.
They're
yeah.
now dead.
Yes.
They've passed.
They both were old
and
men.
And now like their nieces
a
are
while ago.
The country,
but
the
I yeah, but they are still the images that are projected on these products.
They are the chicken, the popcorn icon.
Yes. So will. But yeah. some people do not know who they are. But you can look it up quickly on your phones.
Yes.
We all
can.
Have mini computers
in our pockets. We could look it up right
pockets.
Now. We don't have yeah. See, this is just Kelly and I in my apartment. We don't have fact checkers here. I can't look over and be like, James. So it turns out that he passed away in 1967. See, we don't have that. That doesn't, we don't have
that. Yeah, that doesn't
you
matter.
You can look it
that
up.
That doesn't matter.
Their
legacy lives on forever because
legacy.
Of the products that yes. still exist.
Are you a chicken person, Kelly? Because I think you're more
I
of a
don't,
vegetarian.
I don't, I'm a
pescatarian.
I don't even eat chicken. I haven't even had it in over 25 years.
I was going to offer you some earlier and then I thought, no.
Over 25 years have not had it.
Over 25.
But
years.
Here's the fun it's thing.
Amazing.
Okay, so like if put yourself yeah. in the shoes of a woman.
Okay. What size?
Size?
Probably for me like a maybe
nine?
Maybe. Yeah, let's say 9.5 just to play.
Nine and a half.
Nine and a half. Okay.
Okay.
Stilettos?
No, I don't think you could. I don't think you could handle
like a
that.
One inch, like a low, like
a kitten heel.
A kitten heel. Okay,
yeah,
fantastic.
Kitten heel.
Meow, meow. Please continue.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So right. put yourself in those, like,
my eyes
yeah, mm-hmm. quarter, fourth inch kitten heels.
Hardly a quarter of inch of heel. It actually makes me shorter than I already am.
I would love
I've
that.
I've actually gotten, I'm
oh
now I'm
God.
Now below the
If there were
the
shoes
height of the floor.
That could shrink people down, oh my God, sign me up. I would
oh my
do
God,
it.
That would
if
be
I could
fantastic.
Become all of a sudden like,
do you notice a lot of the celebrities wear pants that are kind of flared and they wear heels? They're wearing heels.
Oh,
they're making.
Yeah.
Flares. I mean, a lot
they're
of them. I mean,
working
I mean,
their magic. That's, yeah, they're not, doing their thing.
Nothing wrong with
that. They've
an
got experts in their ears yeah. telling them what's best to
I
do.
I mean, Iron Man should not be 5'4". But he's probably 5'8", 5'10", you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, so tell me about these chicken
So I was
heels.
Just asking you, like,
yeah.
who would you choose? Who would you choose if you were a woman that was into men,
okay.
you know?
This is a stretch for me. But
who would you choose?
Who would I choose? Well, you know,
tell me. Do you even know what they look like?
Colonel Sanders?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what Orville Redenbacher looks like?
I feel like they kind of look the same.
No.
They don't, though.
No. You
they
need
don't.
To look it up.
Like,
you need to look it
I know,
up.
I know. See, this is
a lot of people
this
make this mistake.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So Colonel oh. Sanders looks like a chicken. Is he chickeny?
No,
is he chickeny?
You're getting... No, you're getting away from it.
Is one more handsome?
It's not about... It's about personality. And, yeah, a little bit looks. A little bit looks. Like... I feel like
okay.
the personality shines
I
through.
I know where I'm going.
It's
with this.
You might have to. Do you have to look it up? You might. Have
no,
to
I'm just. I
should
I, was,
I pull it?
I just
up right
did
now?
A 180. You can if you want on your phone. We can do
I'd
a fact checking.
Try this.
So I was gonna do Orville Redenbacher initially. I was gonna, but I because I'm because I like chicken more than I like popcorn, generally speaking. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
well,
I started
but if
thinking
you
about,
wait, Orville Redenbacher is popcorn.
Oh, but popcorn. That's right. And then I started thinking about popcorn. I started thinking about light and fluffy, and I thought, is that any way representative of his personality? I don't know why I'm whispering. And
that's
I thought
okay.
to thank you.
We'll go with it.
Thanks. And I thought to myself, I bet he has.
This is Orville.
Okay, Orville is adorable. Look at Orville. He's ridiculously cute. I'm having my
right,
cockles are in an uproar. I'm
now
feeling.
I'm now gonna pull up Colonel Sanders.
Okay,
we're gonna
go
this.
Colonel Sanders. Here we go.
We gotta
guys,
get this
wait
right.
for it. Look it up while we're looking it up, so you can kind of compare yourself, if you will, contrast. It has nothing to do with protein versus carbohydrates. Chicken versus popcorn.
And
it has
Colonel, by the way, is such a weird word.
Yes.
Spelling of all the English language, it's one of the weirdest. Okay, here's
okay.
another. I chose the black and white
God,
when I did
dapper gentleman.
When I did a Google search, I chose the okay. black and white photos, just one image
yeah.
of each of them.
That's a gorgeous photo of Colonel
okay,
Sanders.
So.
Okay.
Based on what you just looked at,
yeah.
What would yeah. you choose? Who would you choose?
I'm going to go with Orville Redenbacher.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. He doesn't seem as dapper. He does not seem as with it, as my mother would say. He's not, but I don't know why I went with Orville. I think he looks humble and sweet and like a man I want to cuddle with. Whereas I think Chicken Man looks cocky and he looks like he would teach me a few things and a lesson. And he seems sexier, but I'm coming more. I want to cuddle. Maybe I'm just not feeling very frisky right now.
You know
now.
What?
Maybe it's how I'm feeling right now.
You know what? You might be giving me the best reason of anyone. I feel like every time someone mentions him and that why they chose him, they just say it's because of the popcorn, blah, blah, blah. Or they don't remember what he looks like.
The emotion.
But for me, I look at him and I see a fuddy-duddy. I see an extra old man.
Yes.
That's a fuddy-duddy, okay, and he's sitting on the porch, and he's old and boring, and I don't know. You see him as safe, and he might be all those things, but like, to me, I don't know. When I look at Colonel Sanders, I'm not choosing it based on the food, because if it was based on the food, it would be popcorn. I don't even eat chicken.
Exactly.
But I look at Colonel Sanders, and I see a guy with a smile, and he's having fun, and I'm thinking, you know what? I want to have fun with this man. I want to hang out with this guy.
See that, too, but I feel like he's up to something.
But you might be right.
It seemed disingenuous.
Yeah, like
it seemed disingenuous.
It
seemed
that.
Too put on, like a smile. It seemed like he was full of crap, honestly.
He might be trouble.
He's trouble. He's had too much protein. He's high on crack. No, he's had too many of his own sauces, you know?
And
he's extracurricular. But popcorn, he's a simpler man, simpler times. And he just took some corn. He popped it, and he just wants to. He's just settling down on the porch. Now, is he a better lover?
He's in his rocking chair. Well, I mean, the question is, who are you going to be more? Who do you choose to be intimate with?
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, so
intimate with, and you're a woman.
If I'm a woman, or you're
a gay guy, I don't know.
Okay,
I guess you could be whatever.
I think if I'm a gay man or a straight woman, I want to be rocked by Chicken Man.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say that. I'm doing a 180.
Okay. All right.
I'm a woman. I'm allowed. It's my prerogative to change my mind.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? My name's Dana.
I like that.
I have a lot of estrogen. Whoop. There we go.
Yeah.
So thank you. So
flip.
And I'm human.
Flip.
I flipped it up. But I mean, if we're talking about sensitivity and conversation and connection that then leads to sweet, sweet chickeny lovemaking.
This comes back to the fuck, marry, kill.
Yes.
You ever play that game?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I feel like...
I don't know about
fucking... I feel like we would have to throw another person in the scenario, but you basically would want to marry Redenbacher if we had this...
Yes.
...in our situational...
Long-term relationship.
...fuck, kill, marry situation. And then it would be fuck Colonel Sanders. Who would we kill? Who would we throw in there? Who's a food icon... That's a male that we could throw in there that would be the one we'd kill.
Oh, my God. Who's a food icon?
I don't know. We have to think about that.
Aunt Jemima.
Nope.
No, she's not a food icon.
Nope. That's a female. We have to have it. We're going to have it all.
Who is a good...
Men in this situation.
Who is... No, Elon Musk. He didn't make any food, but he can go fuck himself. Who is a food icon? That's a very good... Are there that few or am I that... stupid that I just can't
think of any. Well, then there's things that are like passé that are like inappropriate. Like one of the first things that came to mind is like Uncle Ben, but like I don't even think Uncle Ben is a thing anymore because that's like totally like
racist.
Yeah, it's racist and passé. Like we don't use.
Same thing with Aunt Jemima.
And I wouldn't want to kill Uncle Ben even if he was a thing that we still used.
Who's a like food icon? Ronald McDonald.
Okay, we could definitely kill him.
Ronald, he dies.
He could die.
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. He's a clown.
He's a clown bitch.
And I don't like fast food.
He's killed more people and responsible for more heart attacks. And he hides who
he is. We'd be doing the world a favor.
Yes. He's the Donald Trump of food icons, if there is such a thing. I don't even want to use the word icon when referring to, you know, who I just said. But I think definitely...
Yeah, and that's not fair to the Ronald McDonalds out there because there is multiple
cancer research. Aren't there Ronald McDonald's
McDonald House
for the neurodivergent? It's like to come back to that. Is there what are the houses for? That's so sad.
Ronald McDonald House.
Ronald McDonald House. Is it for people that like to eat hamburgers?
It's a charity.
It's a charity. It's for people that like fries.
That helps people that need help. I don't know.
A charity for people that need to be helped by charity.
People.
A charitable people that are, charity.
I mean, here we go with the politically correct. Is it people that are experiencing homelessness? I don't know. Or
I'm not
is
sure.
it something else? I'm not even 100%.
I don't honestly know.
I hope
my
that we
ignorance
can have,
is glaringly obvious and just uncovered.
Let's have
shining.
People if we could have phone lines or an email or something where we could have people respond to what we're talking about.
Tell us.
All
please.
12 friends of ours that may or
we
may
should
not
be so
listen.
Lucky if we have 12.
I just if have 12 in my head.
12 if, sounds if great. Let's 12, do 13. Let's do a baker's dozen.
Ooh, and everyone says like
I want cookies.
Unlucky 13? No,
no.
13 is actually lucky. It's
3 and
it's,
1 is 4. I happen to like 4.
No, 13 is good.
Yeah, 13 is
13
is good.
Is a good number.
It is a good number.
Yeah.
Why have we just decided? Because what, Friday
no, because
the 13th? Because it was like
no,
a movie
no,
or something
no, it goes
like
back
that?
To like pagan and and Christian religion.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes mm-hmm. to all of that. There's a number of, and there's no 13th floors in hotels.
That's true. It goes from the 12th to the 14th.
They just
it's ridiculous.
Stigmatize the number.
Who decides these things for everyone else?
Usually, a lot of the time it had to do with religion had more power. And
yeah.
So therefore that kind of dictated how we, I'm sorry, I'm distracted.
No, we're
by
distracted by a Siberian cat who thinks he's a human being.
It's almost like
he's sitting at the chair.
It's almost like Dr. Bigglesworth from Austin Powers before he got shaved. I mean, you know,
we're looking at a cat, the back of a cat, who's sitting at my computer chair by my computer, and he's been ignoring
evil?
Us. He's been ignoring
we don't
us.
No.
Are you an evil cat?
He's sitting at a chair at a desk on his own.
I think right now
I think he's ready to turn on the computer while we're distracted with our silly podcast, and he's ready to take over the world.
I think he is, and I think right now he's distracted because he's taking luge lessons. I don't know what he's doing.
He's thinking about how a meat helmet could fit on his small head because all he has is fur all around him.
I just want to state for everyone, and this should go without saying, but many people don't feel this way, but most do. Cats, dogs, animals, greatest thing in the world.
I couldn't agree more.
Better than people.
If you are someone who likes
greatest
to hunt or harm animals in any way.
Mm-mm.
But
I love hamburgers. Oh, God damn it. Sorry.
I do not want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah. Why? Now, you're okay with me, the fact that I had a hamburger last week.
It's okay.
It's a hypocrisy.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
Okay.
I don't
feel like
eat hamburgers,
okay.
But I do eat fish.
Do fish have any feelings? Thanks, Kurt Cobain.
I think they do, actually. Only thing I can say is I feel like if the world is mostly made up of water, 75% of the world is made of water.
That's
what
true.
What are humans most likely supposed to eat? I would think that the ocean provides way more creatures for us to have. Yeah. And I feel like all the land animals, can we just let them be?
I know.
They're all kind of part of the ecosystem. Yeah. I think one thing feeds off the other. We've already taken up all their land by we keep building.
Burped. Excuse me. You know what?
Just say burp.
Is there a correlation? Burp. Thank you. Is there a correlation between the cuteness of an animal and its tasty viability, if you will, for that? What I'm trying to say is that if you look at most fish, maybe dolphins, let's exclude dolphins, okay?
Yeah, I don't like
dolphins.
I don't
are like people.
No.
Dolphins are gorgeous. I would
I
never
know,
eat a dolphin.
I love
dolphins
them.
Save tuna. Okay. But most fish, not so much in the cute department. Maybe because they're moist all the time, and because sorry for those of you that don't like that word.
Warm and they're wet. Warm
and they're wet and they're swimming. But you look at a cow, God damn it, are cows cute?
Oh my God!
I mean, come
they're
on.
They're one of my first loves.
Yes. Yes, girlfriend.
And they're gentle so nature. Adorable. They're just so sweet and gentle.
I know,
and sweet.
Kelly. They're so cute.
I will say this. I think we've progressed in a manner that is, it has exceeded my my expectations.
Really?
I had no idea when I first became a vegetarian in 1998.
Wow.
I never thought that we would get so far that menus everywhere would have vegan options as a section on a menu.
Or a whole restaurant.
There wasn't even vegetarian things listed. I mean, it used to just be like, you know, screw you. You can have salad and that's it.
Or, you're lucky. Eat the bread and shut the hell up.
Yeah. I mean, for years and years, there in even the supermarket, you want to cook it yourself, have at it. What is there? I don't know.
Let me ask you though.
Not a lot of stuff.
Did
now?
Yeah.
What a revolution.
What a revolution. But did the revolution begin? Did it come from a place of animal conservation or did it come from a place of that? Yes. But more of there's too many fat Americans or, you know, our cholesterol is too high. We need to eat more of a Mediterranean diet, or we need to eat healthier, generally speaking, or is it both of those?
I think
things?
It's a combination.
So it's
of
less
the two.
Moral.
I think it's both.
It's both.
I think it's people becoming more aware of the fact that there's other things that are.
Right.
I think that when I was growing up, and I feel like it's generational. Like people progress and we all move in different directions. When I was growing up, it was so Boston typical. It was meat, potato, vegetable. Vegetable was not even what we do with vegetables now. It was, I'm going to crack open a canned vegetable or we're going to take a you know, frozen vegetable out of the freezer. But it was meat, potato, vegetable. There was no seasoning. It was very... For me, it was a very Boston, Irish, Catholic, you know, thing. It was very basic. It was like, oh, we're the plain Jane.
Meat and taters.
Meat and potato. And that's that. Baked potato. Not even like mashed potato was only for
sour
like
cream?
A...
Nothing. How about creme fraiche? Oh, those are for the... For
no,
the,
no, for I the... don't like...
For those
cream.
That are light in the loafers,
I don't like
know
sour
what I
cream.
Said.
Ew.
I love sour cream. You don't like sour cream at all?
No.
How about creme fraiche? You ever had creme fraiche?
Yeah.
It's amazing in eggs. Okay, just ask Bobby Flay. Okay. So she does not like the creamy additives for the thing. But
I think
fine.
It depends on what it is.
Do you like cream cheese in a nice schmear?
I sure do like cream cheese.
God, I love you. That's fantastic. I do as well.
Who doesn't like
that? Does actually sounds really
nice
good right now.
Everything
some
bagel,
capers.
Toasted.
Oh my
perfectly.
God! With butter. Butter is one of the greatest things that's ever existed in the world. Butter. It's a shame I have high cholesterol. I do take atorvastatin for that.
Butter is beautiful, but I try to small doses.
This has also been sponsored by atorvastatin. I don't know if it's made by Lilly or Pfizer or whomever, but alas, you have helped me to not keel over grabbing my heart. Thank you. I'm not coming to you. I'm thinking of Red Fox.
You look so godlike when you
thank
hold
you.
Your
I'm holding my hand up.
Arm up
thank
like
you.
He's
so
ready to...
As if you know what God looks like, and he must be a Jew.
He's gesturing to the gods
up in the sky. I am raising my hand right now.
I'm doing the same to mimic
him. I'm doing the sky. Kelly, are we going to be successful at all with this podcast? What do you think?
I feel like we will be lucky if we have five people listen to us.
Four and a half. Five people. Yeah.
Four and a half? Oh my God. Does that mean maybe a little person would listen to us?
No, a person without legs. Or someone without a torso, someone with just legs. And without
just legs.
Just legs.
Would they have ears?
No, they
growing
have legs
out of those
and there's
legs?
Somehow a little brain at the top of the leg stump, at the top of the where the legs would meet the rest of the body. A leg's in the crotch region. A brain.
I don't care what body parts they have. I hope they have ears if they're going to listen to us.
They're going to hear us.
How are legs? Just legs aren't going to listen to us. How are they going to?
Isn't there a Greek god that has ears on the feet?
Oh, the messenger god.
The flies. No, those are wings. Yeah. Those aren't ears.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, has this been a joy for you? Is that
I want to just say for one moment.
Kelly, stop it.
Hold on. I just want to say there's goosebumps, mm-hmm. and then there's goose pimples, and then there's goomples. And I think that I might have goomples from what we just did right now. We just accomplished was something maybe out of this world. I don't know.
I don't know if anybody, even ourselves, is ever going to hear this. Don't know why I enunciated that way.
The nonsense. Just embrace the nonsense.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of depth within the nonsense. I mean, really, thank you, Kelly. Yeah. I'd like to think so. Did we even know? Let's have a little confidence in ourselves. Did we even know where we were going to go with this? So this was sort of a test of the emergency podcast system. And, you know, I think that we have really nailed it, if I do say so myself. This has been Secret Soapbox Society, Episode 1.
Thank you.
Dana Rubin and Kelly's, whose last name shall remain nameless unless she so chooses to divulge.
No. It's Kelly Myers, baby.
Kelly Myers. Kelly Myers is the most wonderful person any of you have ever met. You should be so lucky to have a friend like her. I think a little tear is forming in the corner of my eye. It actually is. We may have some chocolate chip cookies.
It's only
now.
Because I put an onion under his nose.
Well, let us sign off by just saying thank you so much for listening, even though no one is. Thank you so much for listening. And this is the first of many conversations that we have, that we're going to have. And, you know, if you think this is garbage, it's only going to get less garbagey as we move forward. It's only going to get better.
Oh, I hope we get to roll around in the garbage. Oh, I actually want to get into the nitty gritty.
Rub it all over your face.
I want us to get low and down to
Me
the ground.
Too. People don't judge us. First of all, are you doing a podcast? Are you putting yourselves out there? You probably are. But if you're not, shut the hell up, man.
I have to whisper. The garbage to surface.
Yes. Anyway, mental health. That's what I wanted to start with. That's what I want to finish with. I just want everyone to feel happy. And that's a very individual thing. And I just want you to know that you're not alone in your sadness and in your pain. And that I feel you and I'm here for you. And I want this to be something that finds its way inside of you. That sounds very, very sketchy.
Let slip that helps you. Inside.
Let's slip inside.
All of your orifices.
Let us sign off. This has been, again, the first episode of Secret Soapbox Society, a podcast about everything and nothing at all. And it's going to be about a lot more than that because in its nothingness, it's going to be about everything. So, Kelly, any parting words?
I just want everyone to be happy, safe, and healthy.
It has been a pleasure. Everybody have a great day, and we will talk to you very soon, and there's going to be much more to come. So tune in, stick in, stay in, get absorbed, and just, you know, become part of this. And let it just take over your life and let it become part of your everyday joy and existence.
All right.
Yeah.
Over and out.
All right. You take care. Vaya con Dios for you Spanish speakers. Thanks for coming. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's the Secret Soapbox Society. We talked about everything but nothing at all.
Do you feel better? I feel better. Did you have a release? I had a release. I feel good.